This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Abby, I'm reading this morning that you, people your age, aren't having nearly as much fun anymore. Gen Zers in general. Not because you don't want to, but because most can't afford it anymore.
Yeah, the outside is expensive. Like, I leave my house and $100 is immediately drafted from my savings account. I don't know how it happens.
So 20%, 1 in 5 Gen Zers say everything, all the fun things, have surged in price since the pandemic, and they can't afford things anymore. So, like, anything. You talk about going to concerts, movies, theme parks, any kind of theater, live comedy, sporting events, carnivals, fairs, everything's so expensive now that they can't go out. So they're cutting back on dining also, or what they're doing is they're putting a whole bunch of money on their credit card, knowing that, look, we're just going to push this down the road because they just can't afford to go out anymore.
Going into debt for fun does not sound like a fun time to me. But I mean, yeah, I think it makes total sense. I mean, anytime I get invited out, I'll be honest, it's not that I don't want to go out. Sometimes I just think, like, oh my gosh, I know I'm going to be spending like $100 on this one night out. Is it worth it or should I stay inside instead? And I realize that everything is expensive. And usually when I stay in, I find another way to spend $100. So that'd be fun.
Wasn't it just a couple of months ago that we heard from the owners of bars saying that people your age just aren't spending as much money? I mean, they're going into the bar, but they're not spending as much money on drinks. So either they're taking edibles or smoking before they get in, but they can't afford drinks anymore.
I think people are just sneakier at bringing in their own liquor. You know, girls are wearing boots again. So yeah, let's just say they're not just for fashion. They are also functional.
All right, let's get an update on Texting Tutor from Friday.
Yeah, so one of our Burt Show listeners hit us up, needed help texting her cousin to get back the china that she had given her. So this was her grandmother's fine china. Her grandmother gifted it to her at the time. She was in an apartment, didn't have space, just wasn't in a position to utilize it. So her cousin, who is married and has a house, she decided to gift it to her. Asked her if she wanted it. She accepted. Well, now fast forward. She's engaged. She's getting married. She has a place now. And she wants the china back. So instead of just asking for the china back, we concocted a plan of, hey, you're planning a dinner party for your fiance's boss and some high-end colleagues. So we can ask to borrow it and then we just won't give it back. But then come to find out, she had not only given it away, but sold it to a rando on Facebook Market. And so cousin was supposed to share the Facebook marketer's information, and she was supposed to reach out to see if she could acquire the china bag.
All right, so Cassie has the email update.
Thanks so much for the help attempting to get my grandmother's china bag. I'm still blown away by the audacity of my cousin to sell something that belonged to my grandmother. I told my mother, and she was furious. My mom spoke to her sister, my cousin's mom, and she was equally furious with her own daughter. I got a text from my cousin later that day accusing me of starting drama. She said that she did nothing wrong. She claimed that I, quote, pawned it all off on her and that it was nothing more than clutter. She said if it was so important to everyone, why didn't anyone else in the family just take it and why did I give it to her? She's just unbelievable.
She actually has a point.
Well, if she didn't offer it to anybody else. I did message the lady who purchased the china from my cousin, and she's refusing to sell it back to me unless I pay her three times what my cousin sold it for.
What?
Hey, it's America.
She's a businesswoman.
Yes.
She said that the dishes complete a set she already has, and she says it was difficult to find, and therefore she isn't willing to sell unless it's financially beneficial. Mm-hmm. She didn't seem to care that it was sentimental. It had sentimental value to me, and unfortunately, I can't afford what she's asking, so looks like I'm not getting it back. Thanks for trying to help.
Well, certainly not the Christian thing to do.
I mean, if you can make a buck.
Yeah, but business is business.
Turn a profit, baby, on some fine china.
Yeah, as soon as she gave that china up, like, that was it. I mean, she gave up possession and gave up any kind of say in what happened to it.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. It's not much you can do at this point. I'm just mad that the cousin wouldn't take any type of accountability for her part in it, but what can you do about that?
Yeah, that's not something I could get over. Like, anytime I see them at a family function now, I'll be honest, I'm holding a grudge. If there's one thing Abby is going to do, it is going to be spiteful about everything. And if I saw her at like Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, I'm not sure that I could talk to her and have a good time.
Yeah, there's nothing she can do at this point. Like I said, that those things were gone. As soon as you gave them away to the cousin, that's it. You got no say in where it goes after that.
Well, if everybody is upset that the china got sold, then she can get with her mom and she can get with her aunt, and maybe the three of them could pull money together in order to purchase the china back.
That's a good idea.
Perhaps.
Would y'all give the china back if you had it, if you were that person? Would you give it back for what you paid for it? Or would you actually try to make a profit as well?
I don't think
I couldn't see myself doing it. I would feel bad.
I guess it depends on where I was financially.
I mean, but if you're sitting here thinking, be like if you're explaining the situation to this rando, this stranger who just purchased an item off Facebook Marketplace because they wanted to complete the set they had, and you've been searching for this for a very long time and you're very excited about this, right? And I have this, you know, her calling me saying, yes, I gave it to my cousin and she sold it. I'd be like, well, if you wanted to keep it, why did you give it to your cousin? Mm-hmm. Like, if it had that much sentimental value to you, then why did you give it away to begin with? That's what I would start thinking in my head, not knowing this family or their history. So I might try to make a buck depending on what my current situation is. Like, if you're well off, then yeah, maybe you can go ahead and give it for what you paid. But if you're, you know, scraping by, then maybe you're going to try to turn a profit.
Anybody in here that likes money, raise your hand. Yeah, at all of them up. We're all taking money. A buck.
Yeah. Settles that.
We're all doing that.
Get it? The Burt Show.